91X News.
It's 11 degrees and mostly sunny at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Rachel Bell. The federal Liberal government has launched its long-awaited effort to legalize recreational marijuana, setting in motion a host of sweeping policy changes for public safety and health across Canada. Terry Pedwell reports.
The suite of bills was introduced today in the House of Commons and are sure to come under heavy scrutiny in the coming weeks and months as Ottawa and the provinces and territories hash out the finer jurisdictional details of major issues like distribution and law enforcement. The federal plan also contains efforts to promote drug education, part of the Liberal pledge to try and make the drug less accessible to youth. Health Minister Jane Philpott says criminalizing cannabis has not deterred use among young people, noting products like alcohol and tobacco are legally available with restrictions. Terry Pedwell, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Mary Ann Sills Park will be getting $85,000 worth in new track and field equipment this year as a result of holding Ontario Federation of Schools Athletic Associations. Katy Perry has a story.
Tim Larry, a volunteer for OFSA, applied for a grant from the John and Bernice Parrott Foundation to purchase new equipment for the OFSA track and field meet this June.
With that $85,000, we've purchased a large amount of track and field equipment, which will stay as part of our legacy to the facility at Mary Ann Sills.
Some of the equipment that has been purchased includes a new discus cage, steeplechase barriers, blocks, lane markers, covers for the sand pit, and new hurdles.
So all of these things will stay at Mary Ann Sills for the future use of it and for anybody who runs meets there.
Larry said that the new equipment will be safer and better for future track and field meets. Katy Perry, QNET News, Belleville.
The lawyer for a man dragged off an overbooked United Express flight in Chicago says his client lost two front teeth, has a concussion, and needs reconstructive surgery. Dr. David Dio refused to give up his seat to accommodate some airline employees. Lawyer Thomas Dimitro says United Airlines used unreasonable force in ejecting his client.
If unreasonable force and violence is used under a set of circumstances, the common carrier, United Airlines, in this case, is responsible.
Dimitro says he will probably file a lawsuit on Dio's behalf. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says she is very close to bringing forward a package of measures to address housing affordability. Yesterday, Wynne met with mayors from the Greater Toronto and Hamilton housing area, and she says her government is planning measures to claim the process of home buying and renting.
My hope would be that we can make the process of finding a place to live a bit more rational, a bit more predictable, a bit less frantic for people.
The average selling price for all properties in the Greater Toronto area in March was more than $900,000 and a 33% jump from the same month last year. That's QNET News on 91X to 105 with sports. The Toronto Maple Leafs face a monumental task in their first playoff appearance since 2013. The Leafs face the President's Trophy-winning Washington Capitals in the opening game for their series tonight. The first two games go in Washington before the series shifts to Toronto next week. Beaten 2-0 by Milwaukee, the Toronto Blue Jays have slipped to 1-7 and their early tailspin continues. But pitcher Marcus Strongman says there's no need to panic. He's convinced Toronto's offense will come alive.
Not at all. I believe this is the best offense in baseball. I know it is. It's just a matter of we're just struggling a bit right now. I know once these guys get going, it's going to be scary. So still early. It's the first week of the season. Zero reason to panic.
The Boston Celtics are going into the NBA playoffs as the number one seed in the East. Tim Cuddy reports.
For only the second time in 29 seasons, the Boston Celtics finished the season the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Celtics did it with a 112-94 win over the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks rested three players. Celtics did not. Jay Crowder and Amir Johnson led the Celtics with 16 points apiece. Isaiah Thomas scored only 13 points in limited minutes. Michael Beasley, Spencer Hawes, 15 apiece for the Bucks, who will face the Toronto Raptors in the first round of the playoffs, while the Celtics are hosting the Chicago Bulls. Tom Cuddy, Boston.
Send us your team or league scores at our email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. For your weather forecast, today will be sunny with a high of 13. Tonight there will be clear skies with a low of +2. Tomorrow will be mainly sunny with a high of 13. At 1 o'clock, it's 11 degrees. QNET News on the air, 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Rachel Bell, News on 91X, next at 2 o'clock.